This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 4, Covered Writing, Common Misconceptions.
Just some common misconceptions of covered writing. Being assigned is bad. When we first start doing these, you say, oh gosh, the stock went up to $47 and I got it called away from me. I'm so disappointed. But why? Why are you disappointed? You bought the stock at $43.50, you sold the call for $2.30, you actually even did better than if you had held the stock, because you took in $2.30 versus if the stock was $47. Of course, if the stock was $50, you would have been better if you did nothing. But remember, what your goal was originally, you have to stick to that goal. So being assigned is actually a good thing. That's selling at your target sell spot. Depends on your goal. Covered writing is good because most options expire worthless. A lot of you or many of you have seen these infomercials that says 90% of all options expire worthless. It's untrue. Only 30% of options expire worthless. 60% of options actually get traded out again. Not necessarily profitably. Approximately 10% get assigned. Oh, that number is moving up now as we actually are now rolling down the automatic exercise number from 75 cents, now it's 25 cents. It's actually going down to a nickel for us investors. You don't sell options because 90% are going to expire worthless. It's not true. Options are about risk and reward. The reason that you're trading at a certain price is because there's risk and reward. So you don't just sell them because that's your only thing, that they're going to expire worthless. There's risk in the asset that you're long. That's what you need to consider. There has to be a positive motivation for using covered writing, right? Only 30% approximately of options expire worthless. Why do you do this? You're looking to outperform in a sideways market. You want to sell the stock at your target price, the strike price, and you're limiting your downside risk. These are three key points of why you do covered calls. Outperform in a sideways market, sell a stock at a target price, and you're limiting your downside protection. Covered writing forces you to sell the winners and keep the losers. Options are about active management. So yes, the stock goes through the strike price on the upside, you can roll it. You can actually buy back that option, sell another option. So you don't have to always keep the losers. If the stock drops, you don't have to continue to hold it. You can buy a put or sell it out. Declining stocks should be sold, easier said than done. If a short call is assigned, you can repurchase a stock if you're bullish, of course. The higher the premium, the greater the risk. A lot of us look at these premiums as being the glass is half full. Remember, the asset could just as likely move down by that amount. Be weary of those websites that only do covered calls. They give you rates of return by the greatest rate of return. They rank them. Well, what are you getting if you get the highest rates of return? The greatest risk in stocks. And if you do it the reverse way, you're going to get the Microsofts and the GEs of the world. Not necessarily a bad thing, but your rate of return will be lower. Maybe you probably want to have a balance. A couple risky stocks, some safe stocks. The market is fairly efficient. The option premiums mean that the market perceives higher risk. Your market forecast is very important. So only you as the investor can come up with your forecast, and you determine it based on fundamental analysis, technical analysis, what have you, and then you implement an option strategy. Covered writing underperforms what? If you're looking to get the S&P 500, I know how you can do it. You just buy the SPY. So it depends on my goal. My goal is income, limited protection, and I want to target to sell my stock. So that's my goal. Did covered writing underperform in the last 4 years? Probably not. Can I guarantee you that it's going to outperform in the future? No. All option strategies work. They just don't work all the time. So you start with cash. You end with more cash, hopefully. You find a stock. Your forecast is neutral to moderately bullish. You buy a stock and you sell a call, either an in-the-money, at-the-money, or out-of-the-money option, depending on how bullish you are. You've got to be willing to sell the stock at the strike price. At expiration, of course, you hope to end with more cash. Have a stop-loss point and close the position there. Easier said than done. When you become successful, diversify. So you trade in stock A. When you start to do well, you do a little bit in stock B, stock C, because you start to spread your risk around. Do it again, looking for more and more stocks.
We hope this podcast has cleared up many of the common misconceptions sometimes associated with covered writing. But if this podcast has left you with any unanswered questions, please call us at 1-888-OPTIONS or visit OIC at 888options.com. The next podcast in the series is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 5, Writing Short-Term Calls Against Leaps.